Well, howdy, everyone. I'm glad that to be with you and to share some things with you that are, I believe, on the heart of the Lord. And my prayer has been that you have, so far to this point in the day, you've experienced the wonders of abiding in Christ. You've experienced the wonders of Christ Jesus himself living his life through you, because that's what the Christian life is. That's what makes you the new self. That's what makes you the new creation. You were created, it says, in Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10, that you are his workmanship, you're his poem, his masterpiece, created in Christ Jesus. You were placed into the stuff of Jesus, and Christ is now your life, and you get to live, enjoy the wonders of stewarding, hosting, and stewarding the very life of Christ in your humanity, lived out through your unique personality, and him now telling his story through your life and your life story. A couple of days ago, we were talking about the role of the Holy Spirit in terms of our union with Christ, and the role of the Holy Spirit that Jesus makes very clear in the Upper Room Discourse, John 13 through John 17, is to make Christ, his voice, his presence real in me, that he's the one who communicates to me, and he's the one, the Holy Spirit, who guides me into all truth. And Jesus is the truth, and the truth lives in me. And it's the Holy Spirit who's guiding me into all things Jesus. He's the one who's our tour guide into learning how to abide in Christ, learning how to steward this life of Jesus that we've now been placed into. That's an amazing thing. So let me read these verses again. And the scripture I didn't get to was John 16, 15. I want to get there. And I've mentioned it in some of my communications, whether it's written or maybe on here a little bit. But I want to emphasize that today because it just blows my mind. And God wants you he wants to raise your expectation. Because only the expectant give birth to anything. Only those who live with expectation give birth to anything spiritually. And I believe that God, we're in a season where the Lord was saying something to me last night. He said, we're in a season of seeing. And that he wants us, and I asked the Lord, what do you want us to see? And he said, from Luke chapter, I think it's 20 or 22, the kingdom of heaven is within you. That he wants us to see the wonders that this life that I live, this union that I have with Christ, that I've been grafted into him, and he, therefore I, am seated in heavenly places, even though our feet are squarely on this earth. That with even though we're in this world, we're not of the world. There's a place, actually, in John 15, before this chapter we've been looking at, where he says to them, he says in verse 18 of John 15, if the world hates you, you know that it has hated me before it hated you. If you were of the world would love its own. But because you are not of the world, but I chose you out of the world, therefore the world hates you. Now, the powerful statement Jesus makes, he says, you may be in the world, but you're not of the world. I've taken you out of this world. You are otherworldly. Though you're living here in the here and now, in the blood and guts that make up life in this fallen world, but you are of another world. You are from above. You were born from above. The scripture says born again is literally born from above. That's what that word is. Not born again, but born from above. You were born from above, and you're in union with the DNA of heaven. You're seated in heavenly places in Christ. And so even though we're here on earth, in your inner man, you can live in the conscious sense, in the presence, that presence of being seated in heavenly places in Jesus. And therefore, you're living up down. You're seeing things from heaven's perspective into every situation. You're living by the wisdom of heaven. It says in James that there are only two kinds of wisdom that we operate by in this world. One is earthly, fleshly, and demonic. The other one is that the wisdom that's from above, heaven's wisdom. But because we're in union with Christ, and therefore we're seated in heavenly places in him, that we now can live from heaven's wisdom in every situation and circumstance. In other words, live from the mind of Christ. And the Holy Spirit lives in us to guide us into the wonders of all that, how to navigate that, how to participate in that, how to surrender to all that. So, John 16, verse 12. He said to the disciples, I have many more things to say to you, but you cannot steward them now. That's so powerful. Because they weren't in union with Christ. They didn't have the indwelling presence of Christ by the Holy Spirit in them. So there were just certain things they couldn't know. And so, but we, because as Christians, you know, post the cross and the resurrection and ascension, you and I now can hear the whole thing. The Holy Spirit can guide us into all of it because we're now in union with Jesus, seated in heavenly places. We have the mind of Christ. So again, I have many more things to say to you, but you cannot bear them now. But when he, the Spirit of truth, comes, he will guide you into all the truth. And again, the truth is Jesus. And so step by step, situation by situation, moment by moment, relationship by relationship, in each and every conflict in this fallen world, the Holy Spirit's guiding us into the truth about Jesus who lives in us, so that we can now surrender to and in childlike faith participate in the life that Jesus lives through us, and so that we are now in union with how he thinks, how he feels, how he sees things, and therefore can participate by lending our body to him. And as the body of Christ, we can now be the hands through which he works, and the eyes through which he sees, and the ears through which he hears, the mind through which he thinks, the lips through which he speaks, the heart through which he loves, and the feet through which he walks. That's amazing. The Holy Spirit's going to guide us into all the truth about the Christ and how he sees, thinks, and feels and wants to behave in every situation through us. For he will not speak on his own initiative, but whatever he hears, he will speak. And he will disclose to you or reveal to you what is happening. In other words, what's going on in this situation from truth's perspective, from heaven's perspective, from Christ's perspective. He shall glorify me, and he will take what's mine, and he will disclose it to you. So that's what he does. He leads us, he guides us into all the truth, all things Jesus. He'll take what's Jesus, and he will disclose that to us, in us. Now, the next thing he says, this is a stunning scripture. All things that the Father has are mine. Therefore, I said that he takes of mine and will disclose it in you. That's the language there is actually in you. He will disclose this in you, Not just to you, but in you. To you. Okay? Because he lives then. We live from the inside out. Now, Jesus said, the Holy Spirit will glorify me. He'll take of mine and shall disclose it in you. Now, what is Jesus's? He said, he'll take what's mine, what belongs to Jesus. All things that the Father has are mine. Therefore, I said that he takes of mine and will disclose it in you. Now, this is the part that lately has gotten me so wired, so pumped about what God's doing. He's saying here that all the favor that Jesus has with the Father, the Holy Spirit wants to guide you into that, wants to reveal that to you in you, so that you can walk in all the favor that Jesus has with the Father. That's amazing. That's stunning. When you look in Scripture, when you read the pages of Scripture, and you see the life that Jesus lived, the favor he lived under as the Son of Man with his Father, we've now been grafted into that. See, you and I, Christians, we're not obeying to earn more favor. We're not fasting and praying to earn more favor. We don't have to gather together and plead with God to give us more favor. You have all the favor that's on Jesus is now on you because you've been placed into Christ. You are co-heirs with Jesus. You've been grafted into his sonship. And all the inheritance that Jesus has, all the favor that he has with the Father is now yours because you're in Christ. That's a done deal. It's not something you earn. It's something Jesus accomplished on your behalf and my behalf. It's all grace. What things like obedience do does, well, obedience simply, when we obey, we posture ourselves to participate, to cooperate with and participate with the life that Jesus lives in and through us. Every time we're obeying, we're now cooperating with so that we can participate experientially in his life and his life being lived out through me. So every time I obey, I'm posturing myself to not get more favor, but to steward more of the all favor that I already have in Jesus. It says in Colossians chapter 3, I think it's verse 11, that Christ is all and he is in all. Christ is all and he is in all. In every believer, Christ lives in every believer and he is the whole enchilada. All that he is and all that he has, all the favor he has with the Father, you have. You're co-heirs with Christ. And our role is simply to walk in surrender so that we can steward more and more the favor. I want to steward all the favor that's mine in Christ. And every time I believe, every time there's the obedience of faith, the surrender of childlike faith, I position myself, I posture myself to steward more of the favor that I already have. I'm not earning anything. I'm just now able to appropriate. I'm able to, again, steward is the best word I can come up with. And the Holy Spirit's role right now in you today, he wants you to experience all the favor that's on Jesus, all the favor that Jesus has with the Father. He wants you to experience that. That's why he's guiding you, the Spirit of Truth, into all truth. It says in John 14, he says, but the Holy Spirit, the Helper, the Holy Spirit whom the Father will send in my name, he's come to make Jesus real in us. He will teach you all things. Wow. He will guide you into all the truth. He will teach you all things. This is what's so exciting, is that Jesus, the Holy Spirit right now, every moment of every day, is wanting to reveal to you, wanting to unveil to you, wanting to disclose in you all the favor that's on Jesus that he has with the Father so that you can walk in it. Oh, wow. Now that Ephesians 1 even makes more sense. For we have been blessed with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places in Christ. Is there any spiritual blessing that's not on Jesus? Is there any spiritual blessing that Jesus is lacking? No. And because you're in Christ, you have been blessed with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places in Christ. And the Holy Spirit right now is wanting to reveal to you all the blessing that's on Jesus so that you can now walk in it and steward it. That's the favor on Christ to walk in supernatural peace, his peace. The favor on Christ to walk in his courage. The favor on Christ to experience his purity. The favor on Christ to walk in forgiveness and mercy. The favor on Christ to not be threatened. The favor on Christ to not ever complain. The favor on Christ to not be critical. Favor on Christ to not be anxious. Favor on Christ to not worry. Jesus doesn't do any of those things. That blessing's on him. But also the blessing and favor on Christ he has with the Father to move in lovesick, compassionate signs and wonders. That's all part of the truth that's in us. That's true about Jesus, that he's the healer. It's true about Jesus that he's your peace, he's your strength, he's your joy. He doesn't give you strength, he doesn't give you peace. He is your peace. The Holy Spirit reveals those kind of things to us. He's your patience. The fruit of the Spirit, love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, gentleness, faithfulness, self-control. Those are all aspects of the Christ who lives in you, and the Holy Spirit's leading you into all that, teaching you how to steward all that. But he's also teaching us how to steward the supernatural ministry of Christ, because that's the favor on Jesus' tomb. This is what Jesus said in John 14. Speaking to disciples, this is still part of the upper room discourse. Do you not believe that I am in my Father and the Father is in me? The words that I say to you, I do not speak of my own initiative, but the Father abiding in me does his works. Wow. The Father doing his works through Christ, we've been grafted into that life. And now the works that Jesus does that flows from the favor of the Father, that sonship relationship, we're co-heirs. And the Holy Spirit is now your tour guide into the supernatural life of Christ, lived internally so that the reign of sin is no longer there. You don't have to give in to worry and fear and anger and frustration, impatience. The reign of sin broken because Jesus doesn't do that stuff. But also, Jesus Christ living through you, overcoming the oppression of the enemy in the lives of others, in signs and wonders, compassion. All that's part of what the Holy Spirit is disclosing in us. So I'm so excited. I'm like going, Lord, when I see you face to face, I don't want to look back and go, oh, there was so much of favor that I never stewarded. I want to experience and enjoy and walk in and manifest as much of the favor that's on Christ that he has with the Father as I possibly can in this life. And so I'm just jumping into this. I'm just diving into this. I'm like going, Lord, I'm not asking you for more. I got it all, but I'm asking you for me to experience more. Lord, Holy Spirit, teach me, show me anything that I need to adjust, anything I need to surrender to, any area of obedience or disobedience that's going on, any place where I'm not believing, surrendering, show me, because I want to walk in everything you want to reveal to me in me about this life that Jesus lives, experiencing the full favor the Father has, that Jesus has from the Father. Okay? Amen. Well, this is our last time together this week. I look forward to being with you on Monday, and unless something happens, I'm able to do another one over the weekend, one of these programs. But if not, I pray that the rest of this weekend that you'll live under the favor of God, that you'll walk in the favor that Jesus has with the Father every step of the way. Amen? Amen. Have a great rest of the day in Christ.